Well, today God speaks through the prophet Amos and paints a vivid picture of indolence, comfort, and pleasure. People sprawling on their divans, dining on stall-fed veal, bawling to their music, and drinking wine by the bowlful, larding themselves with the finest of oils, perhaps suggesting a preoccupation with appearance. And God says, disaster on those so comfortable. And if we read the full text of the prophecy, we find out that those people are those whom the house of Israel should be able to turn to ask for justice. And so, does God deny us good things and fun? Why does God call down disaster on the comfortable? Well, we can find the answer in Jesus' teaching in our gospel today. The rich man in the parable that Jesus tells is just like those whom Amos describes. He lives a life of pleasure, comfort, and ease. But also in Jesus' story, we have Lazarus, who has a life of misery, who has his fill of bad things, while the rich man has his fill of good. But the rich man's comfort is not bad in itself, because, after all, Lazarus receives comfort from Abraham after his death. So comfort is not bad in itself. But the sin of the rich man, the behavior which finds himself in a place of torment after his death, is that he was sprawled in comfort on his divan, and he did not seek justice for Lazarus. He was numbed and isolated by his creature comforts. Church, Jesus' teaching today strongly suggests that salvation is contingent on compassion, and that damnation is the result of a self-seeking preoccupation with one's own comfort and well-being. In our second reading, St. Paul gives the antidote to the disaster that awaits the comfortable. He tells us that we must aim to be upright and religious, filled with faith and love. Upright. To be upright means that we get up from our divan, so to speak, and do what is right. It's a call to action, to be upright. And St. Paul also says that we must aim to be religious. And elsewhere in Scripture, St. James tells us in his letter, chapter 1, verse 27, that pure, unspoiled religion is coming to the help of the needy in their hardships. You see, while we are enjoying our affluent comforts, there are people that we do not notice lying at our gate, such as women who are suffering from addiction with no treatment facility available, the elderly who struggle to find affordable care and cover their monthly living expenses, young adults who cannot find meaningful employment. Well, we have the opportunity, church, to get up and do the right thing and come to their help. And the first step is to be aware of Lazarus lying at our gate. We can do that by giving just an hour and a half of our time on Thursday evening, October 27th, right here at Incarnation, at our Impact Assembly with other faith communities, where we can learn about the issues affecting the poor who lie at our gate in our local area. It may be inconvenient to come here on Thursday evening for an hour and a half on October 27th, but compassion is rarely convenient, and it ain't asking much of us. The elderly, women crippled from addiction, unemployed young adults yearn to cross from their side to ours. And someday when they are in the embrace of Abraham, hopefully we won't be in agony yearning to cross from our side to theirs. The rich man, in pleading for his brothers, is told by Abraham, well, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. How clearer could it be as to how we can escape eternal torment? But we don't just have prophets like Amos and St. Paul and St. James to show us the way to salvation. But we have one who has risen from the dead. Amen.
Amen.